Unit 1. Advertising. 1. Listening. Campus conversation. Page 3. First listening.
Hi, Professor Burton. I was wondering if I could talk to you for a minute. I wanted to bring up a point you made in yesterday's lecture.
Sure, Eric. I do actually have to run in a minute, though. I have an appointment at 10:30. But come in, have a seat.
Okay, thanks. Well, I'll make it quick. You know how you were talking about infomercials?
Uh-huh.
Well, I know that infomercials try to be more informative than other regular commercials, and you mentioned that the information is true, but can we really trust everything they say?
Well, as far as I know, companies can't make false claims about their products, or they could be held liable for false advertising and then, of course, get sued.
Well, that may be so, but in my experience, the product isn't always what it appears to be. Like, just last semester, my friend bought an ab machine after hearing about it on TV. The claim was that after using it for only 10 minutes a day for 6 weeks, you could lose 2 inches of fat.
So your friend didn't get any results?
Well, she said she felt a little different, but come on. The company exaggerated the claim. It would take a lot more exercise than using this ab machine for 10 minutes a day to lose 2 inches of fat. Do you think she can return it and get her money back?
Remember what we discussed in class. Caveat emptor. Let the buyer beware. Did your friend read the fine print in the owner's manual? I would guess it probably says that results can vary.